answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I predicted just about everything that has happened with this administration.
You say I told you so?
I don't say I told you so. That's kind of obnoxious. I don't say that. But the reality is many of us predicted. And it didn't require much creative thought because he told us most of what we knew would happen, including that he would go after his political enemies using the Department of Justice.
That is Vice President, formerly, Kamala Harris. I got a real chuckle out of the fact that I don't want to say I told you so, because that wouldn't be nice. When has a woman ever found a way to be nice? But she said, I told you what would happen. What did you tell her? Nothing that you say has happened. They want you to believe that Trump is weaponizing the Department of Justice, as Joe Biden clearly did, with the knowledge of the DOJ and the FBI to go after Trump enemies. And she claims that this is what Trump is now doing to his enemies. Let me take you back. Let me take you back before her name ever surfaced anywhere near the White House. When Obama was president, Obama in the Oval Office, along with Vice President Biden at that time, and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and former FBI Director Comey, were all sitting in the Oval Office when Clapper told them the CIA has determined there is no Russian hoax collusion story. It's all a fabricated dirty tricks campaign by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee. Obama could have at that point said, okay, we stop everything here. We don't want to be part and parcel of using the government against a political candidate seeking my succession. But he didn't. And so at that point, at that very point, they began to weaponize the federal agencies to go against Donald Trump and family and friends and supporters. And Kamala Harris has the audacity to say it's Trump now using the same departments to go after his political enemies. The woman has no shame and no credibility. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, I strongly encourage you to consider watching the program, because we are streaming video at Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. If you miss anything, audio or video, they go up as podcasts later at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or any place you want to go to find your podcast. Search Larry Connors USA. That's all you need to remember. And with Larry Connors USA, I will remind you that we're always going to give you news, analysis, commentary, and education. By the way, Newstalk STL is 5 years old. My gosh, only 5 years old. Look at the waves we're making with your help. And we applaud you and thank you. And in fact, when the station first signed on, I was not a member of the staff, so I'm very honored to have joined them and been with them now 4 years. I got in, I guess, about a few months after they first started. But we have something special for all of you. Friday, June 26th, that's coming up soon, obviously, we are having a celebration at Frankie Martin's Garden Village in Cottleville. You are invited. You don't need a ticket. You don't need nothing. Just show up. Bring your family and friends. We'll be there. Numerous members of the Newstalk STL staff will be there. Be looking forward to meeting you. And we'll have music in case you get tired of listening to us. How dare you? We have the 80s tribute band the Retro Nerds, which actually did the first anniversary party for News Talk STL. Again, this is open to all ages, and our pavilion will open near the stage at 6 o'clock. The whole event opens at 7 o'clock. You come anywhere between 6 and 7, you'll be welcome, and the event will continue until 10. Like to have you out, have you join us. In the meantime, we look at how the Democrats are trying to gear up to make sure they can win Congress, House, Senate, and, of course, the White House. And they will not let go. They will not let go of their belief that if we continue to call Trump a Nazi and Hitler-like relationship, it will do him in. They continue to double down on that while they are embracing a real Nazi. Graham Plattner in Maine running for the Senate. I want you to hear the Georgia Senator, Democrat, Ossoff.
See, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, they offer a small, closed, menacing vision of America defined by fear and scarcity and exclusion. They imitate the blood and soil rhetoric of history's worst regimes.
And by that, he's referring to Nazi Hitler. That was the worst of the world's regimes. In modern day, of course, you can go back to generations, thousands of years before. But he's talking about Hitler. Riddle me this. Has Trump sent anyone to a concentration camp? Has Trump gassed anyone? Not even millions, just one. The answer is no in both cases. You know it, I know it, and even they on the left know it. But their mantra is continue to repeat it, and maybe it will be cut by a thousand, death by a thousand cuts if we can just continue to slice away at it. Or old-fashioned water torture, drip, 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 finally it will get through to the brain of some to walk away from Trump. It's not going to work. It's not going to work with real Americans. And by that, I don't mean you have to be a Republican. You don't have to be a Trump supporter. But if you love this country, you want what's best for it. What are the Democrats offering that would be better? Nothing. Nothing. They fall back on the same old playbook. They played the racist card so many times, it's hard to go through the deck where you don't see it. And they're playing the Trump-Hitler card as well. It's all mixed into the same deck. And, of course, they push, we want illegals in this country. No, we do not want illegals. We want immigrants. That's the way this country was built, but legally. And even Obama, Bill Clinton, and even Hillary Clinton said, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. The modern-day progressive wing of the Democrats, forgetting all of that. They don't want you to dwell on that. They don't want you to remember it was Democrats who created the KKK in the South. It was the Democrats who were keeping blacks from voting. It was the Democrats who were burning crosses. But they don't want to go back to that part of history. And when it comes to what they claim they're doing about getting rid of ICE and making the nation better, Department of Homeland Security, Mullins.
Well, when we really want to talk about the Democrats' credibility on keeping America safe, come on, let's laugh. During the last administration, they had open borders. They let terrorists flood this country that were still arresting every single day. And by the way, the agency that was arresting them, ICE and CBP, made sure they defunded them for 114 days, and all the Department of Homeland Security for 76 days. And so they can have all the rhetoric. Jeffries can say everything he wants to say. Reid can say what he wants to say. Schumer can can say whatever they want. They had zero credibility. We know they're about defunding the police, and they're more interested, Shannon, in protecting criminals and illegals on our streets than they are about actually protecting law-abiding citizens and their constituents.
And those are facts, undeniable facts. Why else would they shout defund ICE? All they claim is to protect those who were frightened who came here to our country. Why did they come to this country? Because they thought it was the best place to be in the world, aside from those who came with gangs and cartels to infiltrate our country, aside from the terrorists that crossed the border, some in the dark of night. Even when Biden didn't care if they came in during the daylight, they still were trying to sneak across at night. And just recently, we caught another group of 20 or so military-age men, China, crossing the border at night by themselves, trying to get into our country. Why? You don't think we have terrorist cells throughout this nation? We do. And then we've got some homegrown terrorists who are trying to bring down this nation. And a Missouri man is among those charged in the recent plot to attack President Trump and others at the White House last weekend. Vice President Vance.
This is very, very dark stuff. And unfortunately, we're talking about this a little bit off camera, but this is what happens when people turn the rhetoric up so loud that disagreeing with somebody is a cause for violence. That's the place that we've come to, unfortunately, with too much of our political rhetoric. We got to tell everybody to tone it down. And I hate to say this, but it's true. You see more political violence and violent rhetoric coming from the left than the right these days. Everybody has a role to cut this stuff out. But I think a lot of my Democratic colleagues in Washington have got to look themselves in the mirror and say, why is so much of this political violence coming from our side of the spectrum? Maybe they can do something different. So much of the far left rhetoric is driving itself towards violence. It spins people up into these crazy situations where they feel like, I'm not going to argue against somebody, or I'm not going to debate somebody, or even vote against a politician. I'm going to go and commit violence. It is unfortunately an inevitable consequence of some of the rhetoric that we're seeing.
And it continues, and they don't shut it down. They don't even denounce it. Now, if the situation were turned, if, quote, MAGA supporters, Republicans, conservatives, and far, far right groups were calling in, out for the death of the president on a daily basis, they would be yelling back, you're trying to destroy our democracy. But in this case, they think it would be better for, quote, democracy for Trump to be eliminated. Some of the charges as outlined by the prosecutors right now against the five involved directly in the attack, one of them including Daniel Eskridge of Missouri. All of them are charged, not convicted. But the plotters apparently were meaning to kill Vice President J.D. Vance, President Trump, Elon Musk, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, Republican lawmakers who support Israel, and others. They thought that if we can carry out this attack successfully, last weekend at the White House at the UFC Freedom 250 event, we could jumpstart a revolution. I'm looking again at some of the additional charges they have in here. Some of them are upset with the handling of the Epstein files by the Trump administration. They don't like the U.S. alliance with Israel. They resent wealthy elites. That would include, of course, I guess, a lot of Hollywood specials, right? No, not them. Vice President Vance said there is, quote, more violent rhetoric coming from the left than the right these days. And that's exactly right. Each of the five currently accused of conspiracy to commit murder, and they're part of a wider group yet to be named and arrested. Two of them face additional charges right now, conspiracy to commit an offense against the U.S., and one charge with weapons violations. And it's just beginning. One of them identified as the shepherd in an encrypted group, chatting as a leader of the plot, supposedly accused of picking out targets and laying out sniper positions. The idea was the drones would hit with explosives at the UFC cage match, and then as Folks were being evacuated, especially high-profile people. They would be in place to have snipers take them down. One part of the charging document reads, the members of the group stated they wanted to protect the U.S., which they believe was headed in the wrong direction. Now, these folks would not be in favor of going Mondami direction, but what direction would be better than where we're trying to go right now? But they, again in the indictment state, members of the group believe the U.S. needed to be torn down so it could be rebuilt. 23 other co-conspirators are linked to this attack. To use kamikaze drones. Former Deputy FBI Director Bongino on the threat of the drones and what they were planning for the next stage.
This technology is evolving on probably weekly, if not monthly, cycles now. And don't think that people looking at commit malicious acts, terrorists and others haven't picked up on this. It's cheap. It's very difficult to defeat. As I said, the technology cycle is quick, where measures, countermeasures, that cycle can be just weeks and long. And they're learning a lot of this technology in war theaters overseas. So you see the use of that as well. And then I'd point out as well, the what appears to have been a planning and a second wave attack. This has bothered me for a long time, not just the first wave. You know, you see them, when you look back to the Malcolm X shooting, you get the distraction event, and then you get the secondary event. Well, when you do that with heavy weapons and drones, you know, the casualties would be unimaginable if something like this weren't disrupted.
And that has happened repeatedly with terrorist groups in the Middle East and Europe. The cafe will be bombed, people killed, maimed, injured, and others come rushing in, first responders. They give them time to get there and get in place, and another bomb will be detonated. And that was the idea of having snipers to hopefully, they thought, would cover escape routes, evacuation routes, and they would again be able to target some prime political targets, but they really didn't care who died. They did not care. And the left rhetoric continues to escalate. They're not toning it down. They're not even denouncing what has happened. And they still want to push a progressive agenda. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now meth is a recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's Kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Just to be clear, if that bill did cross your desk as governor, would you have signed it or vetoed it?
I don't support the government making decisions about who should compete in athletics. I believe that decision should be left to respective athletic associations.
So you would have vetoed it?
Yes.
She's talking about she would veto the Riley Act, which would say boys compete in boys' sports only. Girls in girls' sports, they compete on their biological sex, not what they decide to claim as their gender. So they're still campaigning on this stuff. And they think it's going to be a winning message. And there are plenty out there that are willing to buy into it. But the backlash is beginning to build. And I don't see the backlash slowing down. In fact, from Denver comes this story. The Denver Public Schools unanimously voted to fire a Colorado teacher. What did she do? This 50-year-old teacher pressured same-sex students to kiss each other during various skits. Boys would kiss another boy. Girls would kiss girls. It was all part of a skit. And she thought it would be good for their development. In what way? Who knows? What education? Who knows? Personal records of her life as obtained by CBS Colorado talk about her sexual orientation and status as a lesbian using a sperm donor, her suicidal ideation. Now, she's appealed the termination, triggering a review, but she's not likely to be hired back. One student forced to take part in these skits said, according to the documents, the student was very uncomfortable, did not know what to do. But she went ahead and kissed another girl at the teacher's direction. And then she shared a picture. The teacher shared a picture of the two saying, "She makes girls kiss." And that got circulated among other students. Again, this is not education for your kids. This is indoctrination, pushing LGBTQ stuff. And of course, the other thing the Democrats will be doing is continuing to double down. We're going to give you free this and free that. Look at Mondami. That's what he continues to say. But they don't have a free grocery store yet. And they're not likely to anytime by the end of this year. And when they do, it will fail and everything else. And free transportation, he promised, that's not happening either. They promise, they promise, they promise. And then, well, we got your vote. That's all we need. I'm looking at a piece here about how many U.S. states are beginning to roll back free health care for illegals. You know why? Because the Trump administration is making sure federal dollars are pulled back, which means more pressure on their state budgets, and they don't have the money because of the way they've been operating. Six states, including D.C., recently eliminating, reducing, or plan to scale back state-funded health coverage for immigrants. Illegal immigrants is a key word missing. All due to budget pressures. It's all going to be free. Oh, no, it's not all going to be free. Somebody's got to pay for it. Which states? Listen up, please. Are you listening? Are you listening? The states rolling back free health care when they promised it to illegals, enticing them to come to their sanctuary state and city. Among the states pulling back the money now, Illinois, Minnesota, California, Colorado, North Carolina, and Washington State. All of them have cut programs and reduced spending and health care coverage for migrants. And this article points out both legal and illegal over the past few years. If they hadn't spent so much on illegals, the legal migrants might still be getting their health care coverage. But they cite an example here. And this is a Breitbart article. You can look it up and check it yourself and verify if I'm being factual with you. But they point out as one reduction, California has tightened requirements and eliminating large numbers of migrants who previously qualified for the state's health care programs. Now, they use the word migrants. They don't mention migrants, legal and legal. They just say migrants. But I'm willing to bet a lot of those were illegals in there. Premiums have been introduced. You want free? Oh, it's going to cost you money. Then that's not free. Do you not get it? My insurance company is going to give me free health care. My car company, insurance company, is going to give me free car insurance, but I have to pay some money. That's not free. And they're too stupid to realize it. So they point out premiums have been introduced and then raised, including coverage that might have been providing dental care, those kinds of things. They've been cut out entirely. You're not going to get that. Colorado is cutting back on coverage for pregnant migrants and migrant children, be they legal or illegal. If they're pregnant, we need to make sure they have proper prenatal care for the benefit of the child. But it's being, in Colorado, being cut back. And North Carolina, refashioning coverage for migrants to adhere strictly to the Trump administration's latest rule changes, which basically is, we ain't giving a dollar to illegals. Federal law continues to maintain that illegal migrants are ineligible to enroll in federally funded coverage. Good. I'm looking at a piece from Breonna Lyman, another example of how the left continues to cling to lies. Pointing out a Chicago cross-burning. Latest example of left-wing extremism, but they're blaming it on the GOP, of course. She writes, when a burning cross was found in a Chicago park recently, the media and Democrats already knew who was responsible. A large burning cross, an historic symbol of hate, intimidation against black Americans, right in a park where Barack Obama famously delivered his acceptance speech when he won election. So the framing was already there. It had to be Republicans. And J.B. Pritzker, speaking at a Rainbow Coalition annual event the day after it was found, the fact that it even occurred speaks to what happens when the seeds of racism and fascism grow unchecked in our country. And Pritzker himself has compared Trump to the Nazi regime, again accused the Republicans for being responsible for it. The executive director of the National Alliance Against Racial and Political Repression pointed out, you know, the J6ers didn't really get punished. And the Center for Study of Race in Chicago blamed the cross burning on Trump. All of this before any facts. It turns out to be a University of Chicago student who admitted he lit the cross in protest against President Trump. He told NBC in Chicago, "I didn't know about the historical relevance beforehand, but I didn't know the severity." Correction. He said, "I did know about the historical relevance, but I didn't know the severity, how racially motivated it may seem what I did. Because my protest, listen here, my protest has nothing to do with race, nothing to do with gender." But he set a cross on fire. The only question I would have, did you get any money for the Southern Poverty Law Center to go out and buy the lumber to build the cross and fuel to catch it on fire? Because that's part of the indictment from the federal government against the Southern Poverty Law Center, supposedly designed to fight racism and protect minorities, taking donations, begging for more and more donations, but they didn't have a boogeyman. So then they infiltrated the KKK using donor money to get inside the KKK and help them burn crosses and create racism, chaos, and hatred. If you had asked a donor to the Southern Poverty Law Center, "Do you mind of the $20 you gave us if we use 18 of it to pay somebody inside the Klan and help buy money or lumber and fuel to burn a cross? Would you mind us doing that?" You know what the answer would have been. But apparently that's what they were doing, according to the Department of Justice. So the left is going to continue to rail against Trump and everything, and yet who is often behind a lot of it? It is them. Coming out, Department of Homeland Security Mullen saying the Democrats have no credibility.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. He drank whiskey, poncho, drink the wine.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, when we really want to talk about the Democrats' credibility on keeping America safe, come on, let's laugh. During the last administration, they had open borders. They let terrorists flood this country that we're still arresting every single day. And by the way, the agency that was arresting them, ICE and CBP, made sure they defunded them for 114 days, and all the Department of Homeland Security for 76 days. And so they can have all the rhetoric. Jeffries can say everything he wants to say. Reid can say what he wants to say. Schumer can say whatever they want. They had zero credibility. We know they're about defunding the police, and they're more interested, Shannon, in protecting criminals and illegals on our streets than they are about actually protecting law-abiding citizens and their constituents.
Yep, that's exactly true. That is our Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen. The Democrats are going to tell you one thing, but they're going to turn around and do the other, and it's going to be to the detriment of our nation, you and your family. And I just read in the preceding segment, in case you missed it, remember you can always pull up the podcast. Go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. By the way, you can subscribe for free. We need minimum information, and we do not sell or give your information to anyone else. But you can subscribe, and every program daily will be dropped into your mailbox, so you don't have to go search for it. And you can listen at your time and pleasure. I know you have a life to live. My life is making this program for you. And quite honestly, I love doing it. I look forward to it every day. And every day I like to walk out of here with the help of Jerome thinking we did a great job. Sometimes I feel like, well, we didn't do as well as we should have. And that's on me, not on Jerome. I hit a lot of grand slams. Sometimes I only get a single, but I never strike out. Never. In the meantime, we continue to have the Democrats and some Republicans claiming that Trump has put us in a bad place with Iran. Well, Trump has already made it clear that some of the information you've been hearing is false. False, I repeat. There were reports in the beginning that this deal to be signed between the U.S. and Iran, and it is not officially signed yet. And it's apparently now not only being not called a deal, it's being called a memorandum of understanding, which apparently the Iranians don't understand. But one part of the story that supposedly was leaked, that we're going to make sure that Iran gets $300 billion investment and reconstruction funded by the Gulf allies. Trump said, false, false. He said, they can invest what they want. I can't tell a country not to do any investing. He said, but we, the U.S., we're not even putting up one dime. Not going to happen. And yet, those on the other side that hate Trump so much, They want to see not just him fail. They want to see Iran win. Perfect example. Senator Murphy.
It does bear repeating that none of Donald Trump's objectives have been achieved, and they're not even close to being achieved. Reportedly, Iran still has 70% of their missiles after a $60 billion bombing campaign. The Ayatollah is gone, but the regime now is more radical and more capable. The regime has proved that they can take America's best shot and survive. They have proved that they can control the Strait of Hormuz.
Now, I want to take a moment to raise an issue here. Senator Murphy said they still have 70% of their capability. Where does he get that figure? Oh, he didn't cite it. He didn't say where. The only information coming out as to how decimated the Iranian regime is at this point has come from U.S. CENTCOM and maybe some of our allies, Israel. And by all their reports, a 90% plus of what Iran had has been decimated. And we know various leaders have been truly decapitated. And they're being forced to the bargaining table for this memorandum of understanding. So Murphy just pulled that out and threw out the figure 70%. I know he does not have it from the military community because that's not what they're being told. Now, maybe the military community is lying, but I think I put my bet with them as opposed to Senator Murphy, unless he cites specific facts, and he has none. I will guarantee you, he has none. Do I know that for sure? Oh, you caught me. No, I don't. But that's what we call in poker a bluff when he says 70%. Flat out bluff, and I'm calling it. And again, they want to see Trump fail. They want to point out that Iran is in stronger, better position than before. Another mouthpiece yucking it up with Murphy with lies. Senator Warren.
You know, the president's made a lot of promises. How many times has he told us this war is over? And how many times have we come back again to see it all fall apart? No, we have not seen the details. And of course, the devil is in the details. But here's the part we know for sure. We know that just before Donald Trump started bombing in Iran, that the Strait of Hormuz was open and nobody was collecting any fees or tolls to be able to travel it. We know that Iran's $300 billion that was located all around the world was locked up tight and Iran couldn't use it. And we know that there were heavy sanctions in place on the sale of Iranian oil. And we know that those things together were really putting a real vice on the country and that the economy was in real trouble, and it was causing people to push back. Donald right. Trump then started bombing, claiming that his intention was to have regime change. Obviously, that hasn't happened. We don't know what's going to happen to the money put all around the world, but it sounds like Iran is going to come out of this with more money, with, they claim, an opportunity to get fees through the Strait of Hormuz, which Donald Trump somehow says is not the same as tolls. And so there we are. America has spent literally tens of billions of dollars halfway around the world. 14 American service members have died. Uncounted numbers of people in the Middle East have died. And Donald Trump still can't explain how one family in America is any better off.
And is she ignoring? Yes, she is. Ignoring what was happening during the Obama-Biden administration. Obama sending pallets of money overnight direct to Iran. And gas prices over the last 5 years were never higher than they were under Joe Biden. Never. And yes, the talks are on, they're off. That's because you're dealing with people you can't trust. They're going to tell you they'll do something and they'll find something wrong with it. And of course, Israel has not been happy in this extent that they want to continue to go after Hezbollah in Lebanon because they continue to be a threat to Israel, a neighbor to their north. And there is some tension between the U.S. and Israel over that at this point. And reportedly, CNN claims it has a draft copy of the document that says Iran will be able to export oil as soon as the agreement with the U.S. is signed. And it also states Iran will, quote, never produce nuclear weapons. If that is in the memo, Iran is already indicating, well, we don't know all of that's going to happen. See, we're going to talk another 60 days about nuclear weapons whenever the memorandum of understanding is signed. But you want some balance? NATO Secretary General. And Trump went after NATO when he first was in office, saying we may just pull out because we're spending all the money to help you guys. No other nations are. And everybody said, you can't do that. You can't do that. But you know what happened? The other nations began to pony up more money. And that made NATO very happy. They had more money coming in. And now the NATO Secretary General says Donald Trump's Iran deal for ensuring Iran never becomes a nuclear power is perfect, and says NATO is ready to play a role in securing the Strait of Hormuz if so wanted. Yeah, we've been asking you, where the hell have you been? And Wisconsin Senator Johnson says, look at the reality.
The Ayatollahs declared war on the West 47 years ago. They've been digging in. They've been preparing for this moment. They are fanatics. It's hard to get fanatics to just change overnight and go, oh, okay, you know, we've seen the errors of our way. So, right. Again, this is the reality on the ground. President Trump, I think, recognized that reality and opened up the straits. You know, again, devastating to parts of our economy if this thing would continue. So he's recognizing reality. He's moving forward. But we can always go back in there if they raise their ugly head and start threatening the regions, threaten America again. If you're going to recognize reality and realize that they still had a stranglehold over the straits and you want to open the straits up, there's got to be some give and take. Now, what we're hearing from the administration, this is just their assets that will be unfrozen. Again, I don't like the final outcome here. I'm sure President Trump doesn't like the outcome. He would have liked unconditional surrender. It didn't happen. The Iranian people weren't able to rise up, and we would have had to introduce American ground troops, and there simply wasn't the support. I wouldn't have supported it. I don't want to see young Americans die trying to take out the Ayatollahs. We can keep them in a box. We've got to continue to be wary of them. We have to keep monitoring them. They make a move toward those nuclear sites. We ought to bomb the crap out of them again.
And Trump has said if they are going to continue to cause violations, we will resume bombing. We will resume bombing. Oh, I got a story for you I've been holding aside. There's a judge federally appointed by Obama accused of and apparently admitting to having sex in her office. Oh, now, wait a minute. I know Bill Clinton did that with Monica Lewinsky in the White House, and now this federal judge appointed by Obama having sex in her office, her court chambers. This one stands out a little bit because even those outside the chambers say the sex was so loud we could hear it. Oh, more, give me more. I don't know what she was shouting. I'll give you that details on that story coming up. But first, again, back to the threats we face. Vice President Vance reminding us of the need for constant vigilance.
This could have been a very terrible tragedy, but it goes to show why we have so much appreciation for the guys who keep us safe and for federal law enforcement, because these are the types of attacks that they're preventing every single day. As you guys know, you know, they don't get the credit for the attacks they prevent. Right. They only get the blame for the attacks that actually happen. And so I think it's important for us to recognize that for every bad incident, there were 100 bad guys who were trying to do something worse. And thank God we've got smart and good people protecting us. We're trying to look at the underground networks that drive towards this violence. 23 people do not get to the point where they're going to commit a mass terror incident in Washington, D.C. without some serious funding, without some serious coordination. And we've actually been trying to go with those networks of coordination because this is a terrorist plot. That's not a few guys doing crazy stuff. That is a coordinated, planned terrorist plot. Thank God we thwarted it, but we got to do more of that stuff.
And we got to stay vigilant, as I said, constant vigilance. I've been running a commentary today about the Obama Presidential Center opening in Chicago Friday. Well, the grand opening will be a star-studded event, apparently. Great performers like Bruce Springsteen, who is anti-Trump, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, The Roots, U2's Bono, also anti-Trump, and on and on. They're announcing this. They're saying this is going to be an opening ceremony unlike any other, according to Valerie Jarrett of the Obama Foundation, who's getting $750,000 a year to carry out this project. This project, which was way over cost run, I wonder some of the displaced South Chicago residents will show up to see if they can go into the grand opening. Of course not. And general admission, when you go to go, it will cost you $25. Unless you're an Illinois resident, then you can get in for $23. That's what children apparently are being charged. Now, I told you about the judge in Georgia, appointed by Obama. She had denied reports that some of the members of her staff were reporting. And a committee investigating found that she did have sexual intercourse in her chambers with a police commander during business hours, in earshot of law clerks and others. And they say it was extremely uncomfortable and troubling because there was so much noise coming out of there. Who knows what they were saying, but they could hear it. She originally denied it, now putting out a letter saying, I'm profoundly sorry for exposing you to my inappropriate personal relationship. My actions were wrong. There is no excuse. And to my knowledge, she's still sitting on the bench in her federal judgeship in Atlanta, Georgia. Sex, I guess, does pay. The louder you shout, maybe the more people will accept you. I don't know. Thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.